Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Councillors continue to discuss the new draft county development plan. There have been calls, meanwhile, at today's meeting for a review of legislation governing the designation of high scenic areas in the county. The Melmind Road between Strabane and Sion Mills is currently closed following an earlier crash. It's emerged police in Derry came under attack while carrying out a search operation on Friday night, and there's been a decline in the number of thatched properties in Donegal. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news, councillors are continuing to hammer out the final details of the new Donegal County Development Plan this evening. They've reconvened today at County House in Niffer to consider the Chief Executive's report and the submission from the Office of the Planning Regulator, which seeks a number of changes to the original draft. It's been agreed a number of matters raised be put out for public consultation. The plan, however, must be agreed within the coming months. One of the sticking points in the plan remains the N56, with the Gaherlock of the Glenties Municipal District Councillor Michael McLafferty saying it's the elephant in the room. Gaherlock of Donegal County Council Councillor Martin Harley, speaking earlier, says road safety must be at the forefront of the decisions made.
It's always a controversial issue, and it always will be, and until we get a bit more clarity where there's parts of that road that may not be as busy as others, that there may be some restrictions lifted, that there will be possibilities where vision lines and everything else are sufficient, and we keep writing to national government, like expressing our frustration at that on behalf of the people of the county.
And there needs to be a balance there between road safety, but also there is an intense need for housing in Donegal, and there's opportunities to build along the M56 that aren't currently being availed of.
They're not available at the moment. There's nothing available on the M56, and so, but as you say, it's a road safety issue as well. We have to be mindful of that. And one life lost is too many. So we have to try and get a balance. But there are some opportunities on that route that to me, there could be some restrictions lifted, and we could possibly get some building on it into the future.
Meanwhile, there's calls for a review of legislation governing the designation of high scenic areas in Donegal. Concerns have been raised during discussions on the county development plan that people in Donegal are struggling to secure planning permission on family land as a result of the current policy. Councillor Kieran Brogan has acknowledged that parts of Donegal warrant the designation of a high scenic area. However, he says a common sense approach is needed to meet local needs.
I've had a few experiences recently where local people living in their home area, some of them in coastal areas and some of them not near the coast, they're looking to build their own permanent family home in their own area, and they discover that it's part of a high scenic area. And you know, I think we need to look at that. And I've said at the meeting that I believe that it was done with too much of a broad brush. And I'm very happy to support special high scenic areas where there is viewing points, and we have plenty of them. We have some great viewing points along the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's important that they're kept at that designation. But I think where local people want to build their own family home shouldn't be part of the same designation. And I think we need to look at that, and we need to have a common sense approach how we can accommodate the local needs of the local people in this plan. So I'm glad to get the opportunity today, and I'm looking forward now to working with the executives to get solutions to accommodate the needs of the local people.
Because there is a severe need for housing out there, and all must be done to provide it, obviously, as you say, within reason of these high scenic areas.
There is, surely, and the other part of it is sometimes a lot of this work is done on desktop, and we've seen in the past, it's only when the plan is adopted that one experiences the challenge that comes from the plan. And some of the challenge will be trying to accommodate the needs of the local people. And I think we need to be very careful as we approach this plan going forward. There's so many parts of this plan, there's so many different areas of it, that it's difficult to digest and understand for many people. And I think we would just urge caution on it. And our job is to make sure that we shape this plan towards the needs of the people.
The Melmind Road between Strabane and Sion Mills remains closed following a crash earlier today. Police are at the scene. The road is closed between O'Neill's roundabout and the junction of Peacock Road. Motorists are advised to seek an alternative route via Liskey Road or Orchard Road. No further details are known at this time. A full security review will take place in the wake of what the Taoiseach describes as an unprecedented campaign of arson at proposed asylum centres across the country. Micheál Martin says the fires are a risk to life and property and described them as unacceptable in a democracy. Gardaí are investigating fires at buildings that have been confirmed, proposed and rumoured to be used as accommodation for asylum seekers and international protection applicants. Minister Martin insists Justice Minister Helen McEntee is doing everything she can to bring those responsible to justice.
There clearly is a campaign underway and we have to make sure that all resources of the state now are focused on stopping this and also dealing very robustly with those who are breaking the law. The Minister is working very hard, but in an unprecedented situation like this, there is merit, in my view, in having a very comprehensive review of this in terms of the security aspects of it and really focusing in on it.
It's emerged police in Derry came under attack while carrying out a search operation on Friday night. Officers were attacked by around 15 young people who had gathered in the Gallia area and started throwing stones. Derry City and Strabane Superintendent Clive Beattie says no injuries were reported. However, in separate incidents, one officer was punched while responding to a concern for safety, while another officer was left badly shaken after responding with colleagues to a driving-related incident. Police in Derry City and Strabane responded to a total of 232 calls over the weekend. A Westron MLA says the A5 will continue to claim lives until it's upgraded. The road linking Derry and Auchnacloy is considered one of the most dangerous on the island of Ireland, claiming more than 50 lives since 2006. However, planned upgrades have been delayed because of legal issues. The project has been marked as a priority for the new assembly. MLA Nicola Brogan is warning that more lives will be lost unless the route is upgraded.
I raised the issue of the safety of the A5 in the last Assembly mandate following the death of three young men over Christmas 2021. I'm saddened to say that this road has taken more lives since then, again with families in our communities having been torn apart with devastating loss. It is a heartbreaking reality that until the A5 is upgraded and made safe for users, it will continue to take lives.
Well, the Irish government is expected to specify its commitment to the redevelopment of the route in the coming weeks. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar recently spoke at a shared island function at which he indicated that there would be significant funding announcements made shortly. Westron MLA Daniel McCrossan has written to the Taoiseach urging him to reaffirm the Irish government's intention of providing 50-50 funding for the A5 project. He says after numerous delays, it's time for progress.
The decision on the A5, I believe, is now imminent. The return of the executive and a minister of the department structure bodes very strongly for a decision. I do think that within a number of weeks, we're going to hopefully see an announcement in relation to the A5. And we do believe that the Irish government are very committed to this. And it is about ensuring now that the money is there to have the project realised. I think that we're very close to that. So this is all very positive. We have to remember people have been waiting countless years for this road, and the commitment by the Irish government is very welcome right across the board, and people are very keen to see boots on the ground and this road finally happen. We have lost countless lives on that road, and each and every year that passes we lose more, so it is important for the health and safety of our people to prevent deaths, but also to create economic opportunities across this part of the island that has suffered for many, many years. I think that all parties are united on this. There's a recognition of how dangerous the road is in its current form and also of the importance of the delivery of the road in its entirety. It is helpful that the incoming First Minister did outline that in her statement, and I'm sure the executive will recommit as well. This is all lining up very well. I spoke to a number of families who have lost loved ones on the road, and they're very, very eager to see the road begin and have been campaigning tirelessly for the A5. So hopefully now, without any further delays, we're in the position to finally see this road delivered.
The number of people who had died by the time an ambulance got to their home has increased by 70% in the last 8 years, according to the HSC. For 1,108 call-outs last year attended by the National Ambulance Service, the person was deceased by the time of arrival. This is up 451 on the 2016 figure, which was 657. However, HSC figures also show that the number of ambulances that waited more than an hour to hand over patients at hospitals has reduced in the last year. into party leader Panar Tobin feels ambulances are still being delayed for too long at A&E departments.
What we're seeing is, in the last 8 years, an increase from 650 people who were dead by the time an ambulance arrived to last year, 1,108 people who were dead when the ambulance arrived. And that's heartbreaking for all of those families. What we're seeing is ambulances not being able to make it to their destination in time. We see, for example, that 75,000 ambulances were stuck for more than an hour, dropping their patient off at an A&E.
Donegal County Council officials say the cancellation of the 2021 census for a year is having an impact on the authority's new local economic and community plan, work on which will be getting underway in the coming weeks. The 2024 to 2029 plan will be completed in the coming months, but because the census was delayed for a year, the socio-economic context may be out of date for the relevant data. Sean Kelly has more.
At a recent meeting, Councillor Albert Doherty referenced the Pubble HB Deprivation Index published in November and asked how it will affect the plan in the context of how support is directed to areas and communities which require additional resources. Officials acknowledged the delay in getting new census data is a challenge, and there will have to be future consideration of more up-to-date and comprehensive demographic data provided by the census as it becomes available. They indicated this is factored into the second stage of the process, which will be the implementation plan, outlining how the priorities in the LECP are to be delivered. Consultants working with the council will continue to engage with stakeholders, and a series of workshops with elected members will take place at municipal district level, starting on Friday of this week and finishing on Monday, February 26th.
Sinn Féin's just confirmed the party will run three candidates in Donegal in the next general election. A recent behaviour and attitude survey for the Irish Times showed support for the party has slipped by 6 points to 28% since last September. Sinn Féin has previously said they'd run more candidates in the next election than they did in 2020. 4 years ago, Sinn Féin's two candidates were elected in Donegal, and Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says they will run three next time.
We're running three in Donegal, yeah, absolutely. And you know something, we had nearly enough first preference votes in the last general election to take three seats in Donegal, but we didn't run the third candidate, and that was when we were lower than even the polls are suggesting that we are now. Look, there has been a slip in terms of Sinn Féin support in the most recent opinion polls, where that's something that, you know, we don't like to see.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in Sport Now with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with cross-channel football. Crystal Palace will look to ease the pressure on manager Roy Hodgson tonight. The London club have only one win from their last five matches in all competitions ahead of the visit of Chelsea to Selhurst Park. Hodgson says he's confident that they can avoid a relegation battle.
If we're not careful, we are going to get dragged into it. But I do seriously believe that everything I've said all along, the club, the players at the club, the way we're capable of playing, and the character, if you like, of this group will see us through.
Well, Chelsea boss Mauricio Pochettino believes the FA Cup win against Aston Villa can reignite his team. The Blues, of course, play Palace this evening, and their 11th position on the table going into the tie, and are looking to avoid three league defeats in a row. Pochettino believes that his players can turn things around this evening.
This type of game, I think, show that our capacity, our talent, that we have a very good squad, and only we need to put all together and to behave in the way that we behave, approach the game in the way that we approach. It's too many good things that we need to keep now for the future.
That game tonight at Selhurst Park kicks off at 8 o'clock. In swimming, Mona McSharry has qualified for tomorrow's final of the 100-metre breaststroke at the World Aquatic Championships in Doha. The Sligo swimmer, who of course was a member of the Ballyshannon Marlins Club, was second in her semi-final and the second fastest overall in a time of 1 minute 6.11 seconds. Conor Ferguson shaved another 0.05 of a second off his personal best in the 100 metre backstroke semi-finals. However, he was seventh in that semi and his time was 0.16 off Olympic qualification. In rugby, Ross Byrne is edging closer to fitness ahead of Ireland's Six Nations meeting with Wales later this month. Leinster say the out half has increased his training load following an arm injury and will be assessed before the weekend's visit of Benetton. Jamie Osborne is another who'll be assessed as he recovers from a shoulder problem. And snooker Mark Allen is on the brink of a shock exit at the qualifying stage of the Welsh Open. The Antrim native trails Kai Lungong by 3-1, with the first to four advancing to the first round proper. And finally, just looking ahead to tonight here on Highland, the DL debate presented by Brendan Devaney. He'll be joined by chief sports writer of the Star newspaper, Kieran Cunningham. Niall Cleary will be talking hurling, and we'll hear from ladies football boss John McNulty. It's all part of the DL debate after the 7 o'clock news, and it will also be podcasted on highlandradio.com. Michaela.
Thanks, Aisín. And returning to some news, Stormont leaders have been asked to give commitments to make sure the devolved government in the north doesn't collapse again. The Assembly hadn't sat for 2 years until the DUP recently agreed to post-Brexit trade changes. Opposition leader Matthew O'Toole says a commitment from the First and Deputy First Ministers would go some way towards restoring lost confidence in the institutions. As part of an ongoing recruitment drive for the Donegal Fire Service, a series of information events commences this evening. The employment of additional resources is part of an agreement reached last year with the WRC. Every station in the county will host an information event in turn this week between 7 and 9pm, beginning this evening in Letterkenny. Conor McGuigan is chairperson of the Donegal Fire Association. He says it's an opportunity for those interested to see firsthand what life is like as a firefighter.
The plan is to bring all the single pump stations up to a crew of 12 right across the county, and additional personnel in the other stations that have two pump stations as well.
So there's a number of information sessions people can attend to find out more.
Yes, every station throughout the county is hosting an information open evening, beginning today, the 12th, and running all week. So each station will have a different night. And a few stations will probably run coinciding with it each night, you know. If anyone is interested, may just come along, check out their local station and come down between 7 and 9pm and speak to the firefighters who actually serve in that station, and they'll give you an insight of how things go and how things run and operate.
The Taoiseach says he's encouraged by the number of people who want to be a Garda. More than 6,300 people applied to join the force by the time their recruitment drive closed last Friday. Over a third of applicants were between 35 and 49 after the age limit was increased. Leo Radker says raising the age means the force will get more workers from varied backgrounds.
But one of the definite advantages, I think, for the Gardaí is that we need people who have particular skills, you know, particular skills, for example, in forensics, in accounting, in cyber, in IT. And if we have those people now who've built up that knowledge in the private sector and are now in their 30s and willing to join the Gardaí, well, that's a big plus for the organisation, in my view.
There's been a decline in the number of thatch properties in Donegal. A recent national thatch audit estimates that there are over 300 known thatch buildings in the county. However, preliminary results from an updated audit show 27% of thatch properties in the initial municipal district have been lost in the past 15 years, and a further 10% are in a poor or very poor condition. There's also concern over the replacement of historic thatch with slate. Donegal Heritage Officer Joseph Gallagher says initiatives are available to help homeowners conserve thatch.
Donegal has one of the highest surviving number of historic thatch properties in the country. We have about 300, over 300 known historic thatch properties in the county. But we commissioned a study there last year, and we found that 27% of the historic thatch properties in the Inishowen Municipal District alone have been lost over the past 15 years. So that's a decline from 146 thatch structures to 106 thatch structures at present, and a further 10% of those are in poor or very poor condition. So it's extremely concerning. So again, that's one of the reasons why we instigated our thatch repair grant scheme, is to assist homeowners to maintain their historic properties and to keep them in use.
And what would be the cause of this decline? I know that you have made efforts to set up workshops to kind of encourage people to continue such a trade.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I mean, I suppose kind of part of it is education and kind of showing the types of support that are out there. And there is an increasing number of supports now as well, both at county level and also at a national level, to try and support our historic thatch. So you would have also a national built heritage investment scheme, which allows for the rethatch of about half a dozen historic properties in County Donegal every year. And that was only started last year. There's the department as well, Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, are in discussions with insurance companies to try and improve the availability of and to reduce the cost of insurance. And the department has also produced a booklet for all homeowners on fire safety in thatched properties, which really gives owners advice on how to reduce the fire risk in their properties. And they've also offered a free one-to-one on-site visit with an engineer to give advice to people on how to apply those guidance to their properties.
A woman has been arrested after a shop robbery in Derry yesterday. The woman entered the shop in the Earhart Park area of Shantallo, claiming to possess a gun before stealing a number of items. She proceeded to assault members of the public who attempted to restrain her. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At around 10 past 3 yesterday afternoon, it's reported a woman threatened female staff members, asking them for money and claiming to have a gun. Failing to gain access to the till, the woman took a number of vapes and attempted to make off. However, members of the public intervened and tried to restrain her, resulting in them being assaulted. Police later located a 32-year-old woman matching the description of the suspect. She was arrested on suspicion of offences including robbery, criminal damage and common assault. Officers also recovered the items that were reported stolen, which were fit for resale. Detectives from Strand Road Criminal Investigation Division say the act was brazen and they commended the two young staff members who dealt with the ordeal. The PSNI are appealing for witnesses or anyone who has footage of the incident to get in touch.
Finally, two dolphins have been rescued after becoming stranded on a South Donegal beach. A mother and her calf were found on Mount Charnas Beach on Saturday. The pair were safely returned to the water with assistance provided to locals by the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group. Later that evening, there was another report of a dolphin found 3 to 4 kilometres further west. Upon arrival, an IWDG representative carried out a search and it was determined that the dolphin had left the area. Weather now, scattered blustery showers will become isolated this evening. Some will be heavy with a chance of hail. Cold tonight with lowest temperatures of -1 to +3 degrees with patchy frost and ice. The closing headlines this evening. Councillors are continuing to hammer out the final details of the new Donegal County Development Plan. They've reconvened today at County House in Lifford to consider the Chief Executive's report and the submission from the Office of the Planning Regulator, which seeks a number of changes to the original draft. Sinn Féin's confirmed that they will run 3 candidates in Donegal in the next general election. A recent behaviour and attitude survey for the Irish Times showed support for the party has slipped by 6 points to 28% since last September. The Melmount Road between Strabane and Sion Mills is currently closed following a crash earlier today. Police are at the scene and no further details are known at this time. There's been a decline in the number of thatched properties in Donegal. Preliminary results from an updated audit on the condition of known thatched buildings shows 27% of thatched properties in the Inishowen Municipal District have been lost in the past 15 years and a further 10% are in poor or very poor condition. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, February the 12th. The death has taken place of Margot McColgan, St Jude's, 20 Derry Road, Strabane, reposing at Quigley's funeral home this evening from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Fiona leaving the funeral home tomorrow evening at 5:30 to the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, for Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Kathleen O'Kane, Ney McDade, Terna Gashog, Castle Finn, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home on Wednesday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Donnyloop. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time please from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Flowers welcome, donations if so desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland Donegal branch, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Brian Anderson, Balnabreen, Lifford, formerly of Ardnagana, Crossroads, Killigordon. His remains are reposing at his daughter Tracy's residence at Balnabreen, Lifford. Fiona leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Murlough, followed by interment in St Mary's Cemetery, Castle Finn. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.